Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Diabetes Store Tour. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Monica Goralchek, dietetic intern at Mississippi State University. So, Monica, today you want to talk about the Diabetes Store Tour program launching soon in the MSU Extension Service.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here with you and our listeners.
So for a long time, Mississippi has been among the states with the highest rate of diabetes, and diabetes can become exacerbated and lead to other health-related issues such as high blood pressure, blindness, kidney failure, and damage to nerves and feet. So it seems that we may need to do a better job at choosing the foods we eat. And you were telling me before that many of our MSU Extension agents are trained to deliver diabetes store tours. So could you tell us more about that?
The diabetes store tour our MSU Extension agents are delivering is based on the notion that individuals who have been diagnosed with diabetes or who already have diabetes have a hard time adjusting their diet and do not know where to begin to learn how to grocery shop for themselves. So the Diabetes Store Tour is a walkthrough session through a local grocery store here in Starkville or any hometown grocery store to teach people how to choose healthier options that coincide with their diabetes-related dietary modifications.
Wow, that seems like there would be a lot of information in this session. How will participants be able to retain their information?
Well, before the store tour, the participants will be given a folder full of information sheets that go along with what is being said during the tour. These handouts will be more thoroughly explained throughout the tour and include material specific to a diabetic diet, such as starchy and non-starchy vegetables.
And how do you see this program being beneficial in Mississippi?
Well, from my experiences co-leading a diabetes store tour before coming to Mississippi, I was able to understand firsthand the diabetic population and personally hear myths and misinformation these individuals encountered. The Diabetes Store Tour will be beneficial in Mississippi, not only because it will answer questions in regards to myths and misinformation, but it will teach people how to make healthier choices and encourage them to stick with change. The purpose of this program is to show how making dietary changes does not have to be an overwhelming process, but rather a fun and easy way to increase one's health and potentially reduce the complications associated with diabetes through dietary intervention.
And Monica, you mentioned myths and misinformation surrounding the diet with diabetes. How will your program provide accurate information?
Our Diabetes Store Tour uses the dietary guidelines to contribute information surrounding the serving sizes and daily intakes in all food groups. The products being recommended during the tour use the dietary guidelines as well to better choose healthier options that will be included in the diet. All of the information presented during this tour uses evidence-based science.
And how can our listeners participate in the store if they're interested?
Anyone who is interested is encouraged to sign up through Mississippi State University's Extension Office. Call your local office and ask to speak with the Extension agent with Family and Consumer Sciences responsibilities. They will work with the agent to find a time for a tour.
So talk to me about how the activities are going to be conducted during a store tour. Like, if I were on one, what would I expect to participate in? Like, how would that look?
Well, as you're walking through the store, the agents will stop you at certain points, such as in the fruit section, and they'll describe what to look for when you're picking out fruit. So the agents would hold up two cans of, like, processed fruit and say which can would be better. And one can would say processed and heavily sugared syrup, and the other one would be light syrup. And you would ask the participants which choice would be a better option.
Okay, so it's sort of teaching them how to make decisions for themselves instead of just sort of doing things for them, right?
Yes, it is trying to reinforce everyone's mind, like when they're in a store by themselves, that they know what the keywords to look for on labels and products.
Okay, so do you have any closing remarks about this?
If you have any questions or concerns, contact Mississippi State University's Extension Office. Thank you again, Amy.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Monica Goralchek, Mississippi State University dietetic intern. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.